5,000 feet is on the side of a mountain. Let them march right past me into the city. I shrugged, scanning the sky. Sure, why not? And I'll just plug my ears when the children start screaming? He went on. You could pack them full of snow. That would muffle the carnage. Renfus nodded, eyes glinting, as he peered into the ink.
Who cares about the Ajin anyway? They've guarded the gate and prevented untold horrors from spilling into this world for centuries. But so what? That bitter brew they make goes down way too easy. I always wake up with a hangover in Ajin.
I smile at that, though my stomach rolled as the air above us shifted. Their food's too good, too. I always overeat.
And their females are too pretty,
a voice added from behind us. Crouched low, Loreth leaned against a snow-capped boulder, sword clenched tight in his hands. Despite the freezing temperatures, a bead of sweat rolled down his temple and chased down his cheek, disappearing into his beard.
They make other Yvelian females look like bog witches. Pretty rude, if you ask me.
He hadn't said much since night had fallen. He'd never come face to face with 5,000 feeders before. Never witnessed what a mass of pure evil would look like, crawling up the side of a mountain on pulped hands and knees, and seeing the horde following so close on our heels, not seeing the dragon as it now patrolled the dark above our heads. Well, the newest member of our brotherhood wasn't exactly feeling confident about our odds. He knew how to pretend, at least, how to play the game. Ren and I had been playing for a couple of centuries now. Renfus grinned at the olive-skinned warrior mischievously.
Don't you worry about the woman here, Bart, he whispered. None of them are interested in you. Your charms being what they are, I'd be surprised if you could even talk a bog witch out of her underwear.
Loreth cast him a scathing sidelong glance.
Want that mouth washed out with soap, pretty boy? I would never, ever.
My breath caught in my throat. My friend's bickering faded away, as all around us the air thickened like tar. It was too silent, too still, too warm.
I bet you would,
Ren hissed.
I bet one of those feeders is going to lay you out in 5 minutes,
Loreth volleyed back.
Oh, really? What are you willing to wager on that?
Loreth growled like a dog.
Whatever you like. I'm not worried. If I have to pick you up off your ass once during the melee, I'm claiming that handsome dagger of yours. The one you keep fiddling with like it's your second cock.
And if I have to drag you up out of the mud, I'm making you shave that stupid beard,
Ren retorted. I closed my hand tighter around the hilt of my blade, staring up into the night sky.
Quiet, you two. What's wrong with the beard? It makes me look powerful.
It's patchy. Makes you look like your balls haven't dropped yet. And anyway, hell will freeze over before I go down in a fight.
Loreth snorted, gesturing out into the night.
From where I'm sitting, hell's looking pretty frosty. Its phallus legions have crawled up its throat and are coming for us as we speak.
Ren scoffed, as if this weren't true.
All right, well,
quiet!
Their grins vanished as they both looked to me. My brothers. My friends. Right now, I wanted to knock their heads together.
What is it? You hear something?
Ren asked. I squinted back up the mountain, toward the graceful towers of Ajin and the thousands of innocent souls inside, so ignorant of the peril at their doors.
No, I don't, I answered on an exhalation.
I hear nothing at all. The wind had died. The feral snapping of jaws from further down the mountain had stopped. Everything felt wrong.
Move. You must go. All must move. All must go. Together. 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 Go.